Well, Nancy, Seattle sure got a nice write-up from New York Times food writer Frank Bruni describing his experiences at several Seattle restaurants. He really just rhapsodized about the nice feeling, conviviality, I think was the word that he used, about the atmosphere of those places.
Funny you should mention it, Stein, because this week I wrote about an architectural team here in Seattle who I've noticed have done many of the restaurants that have that great sense of conviviality. People are going there. People are waiting in line to get in. There aren't enough seats for them. And I was fascinated by the fact that every time I turned around to look at one of these new restaurants I've been to that I thought was so cool, these were the guys behind it. Their names are Jim Graham and Brett Baba. And they're not restaurant designers per se. I mean, they did some fabulous big buildings like the Melrose Market, where Sitka and Spruce is. They didn't design that one, but they did design the building as well as some of the other food places in there, Rain Shadow Meats and Homegrown Sandwich Joint. They did the Colstrin building in Ballard that has some of the great restaurants. Frank Bruni mentioned a couple of them, the Walrus and the Carpenter. They did Tom Douglas's new restaurants in the Terry Avenue building. There are three of them in there. So they did that whole building as well as those restaurants. So why are those places so popular? Obviously, they've got great chefs behind them, fabulous service, that type of thing. But I think it's the feeling that you get when you're in a restaurant. The question is, can you buy that?
Are there certain do's and don't do's that they've come up with that help to make a restaurant environment more conducive to conviviality or you know, what's
well, you know, I mean, I think that one of the things they said, Jim calls it the big move. When a restaurant has something, one thing that's sort of a focal point at Walrus and the Carpenter, it's the oyster bar. And that's what this place is all about. So you've got this central oyster bar. And while this was the vision of the owner chef, it was also their vision, the architects, to put that thing front and center. It's in the middle of the room and you're sitting around it. It's a fabulous central focal point. They did that Altana, the bagel place that I like in Capitol Hill, the Montreal-style bagels. The focal point there is the wood-burning oven, the wood-fired oven. That's their whole shtick. At Tom Douglas's restaurant, Cuoco, his new Italian place, Jim said that part of the visual thing there is this red tile that wraps around the open kitchen. It's a fiery type of a look, and your eyes focus on it no matter where you are in the room. Revel in Fremont was a great example of this. They did that space too. They have this wonderful butcher block counter. You know, you feel like you're in the kitchen because you're sitting in front of the kitchen, but it's nice and wide. There's that type of thing. Lighting is hugely important in a restaurant. You have to get that just right. Another idea, taking a space and making smaller, intimate spaces out of it. They say you can do this by using, say, booths with backs that are high enough that you feel like you and the people in the booth with you are in there privately, yet you can still see people as they walk by you or come into the room. So you feel like you're part of the action, but you're in your own private space.
One of the things that I always notice about a restaurant, either positively or negatively, is the noise level, and I sure don't like a lot of it.
You know, one person's conviviality is another person's like splitting headache. And I think that's really true for a lot of people. You want to have the noise be ambient so you can hear the person you're with, but you kind of hear all the noise around it.
We wouldn't want people to be able to listen to us. We just want to be able to listen to them. You can see some of the restaurant spaces Nancy's been describing right at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought, where you'll also find a link to her Seattle Times blog. I'm Dick Stein.